I'm Cindy Hooks in Katy, Texas. I make mums for over 15 years. After I made my three sons, then the next year they had friends. They'd come in from practice. Oh, will you make Justin's? Will you make, you know, John's? I didn't really realize I was going to be making 12 extra mums because, of course, I didn't charge them. It was just for their friends. But at first, I thought I was making just two or three extra, and then my other son would come in and ask me to make two or three for his friends. So I went, oh, okay. So I did. The next year on a Thursday afternoon, the doorbell rang. I go to the door, and it was huge, over 6 feet guys, about seven of them. And I opened the door, and I was so shocked. And I go, oh, yes. And they said, are you the lady that makes mums? Well, I didn't know how to answer them. I said, well, I've made them before. Why? And they go, we go to Taylor. And then that really took me, you know, by surprise. And I said, well, how on earth did you know I made any mums? And they said, our girlfriends have friends at Katy, and our girlfriends want mums from you. And I was really, I was flattered and shocked. And so I brought them inside and sat them down at the dining room table, started talking to them, find out what they wanted. Then I found out it was the offensive line of their Taylor High School football team. So that's why they were so huge. And anyway, I took their order and talked to them about what the price would be. I had to do some real quick thinking and what they wanted on it. And after that, I thought to myself, well, I guess I'm going shopping. You know, I'm going to have to go to the wholesale florist and really do some looking around and figuring out what I'm going to do. So I told them, I said, well, if you have any friends that want them, tell them to come to me, because I knew then. So I called my husband at work and told him, I said, I'm starting a business. And he goes, really? What are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to make mums. So that's how it started. And that year I did about 40. And then the next year I did probably a couple hundred. You know, it didn't start slow. I mean, it started big, fast. And I was so shocked. And so I learned real quick what I needed to do to be organized. If I was going to do this, I had to do it right. And I wanted, and that's another thing, I want everyone I make, and I have a daughter, two daughter-in-laws that helped me, a friend that's helped me for about 12 years. And I've told all of them, when we're hanging trinkets, when we're doing anything, and if it needs something, you know, check with the person that sold it. Some kids are very specific and like, I want this, and no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. And they're very specific on what they want. But most of them don't mind if you add something. Mm-hmm. So if one of them needs something and it doesn't look right, I tell them, add it. And do it like you're doing it for your son. And that's what I really still try to do. Make the mums like I was making it for my son's date. Or making the garter like I was making it for my son. So that's, I think, the difference of mine. Well, they've said I carry more trinkets. I try to cover not just school activities. There's so many kids that are in outside activities, and I don't want them to be left out. Because the mum and the garter is supposed to have both the boy and the girl represented. I work on this all year trying to find trinkets. My daughter had, got mums in high school, and my kids are all 2 years apart. So I knew what the tradition was. I knew what to do. And then I just made theirs. And then my parents own garden centers in Houston. So I was an art major in college. I always knew. And I guess because I really care about it, I just dove in and started researching, finding what I could, doing what I could, and kind of did my own thing. When they come in, if they've never been here before, which a lot of them haven't because it's a Texas thing, sometimes the parents come, sometimes they bring their grandparents if they've never seen a mom. I call it kind of our Texas Mardi Gras when they just don't get it. You know, they come in and don't understand. I said, oh, think of it as Texas Mardi Gras. Then everyone goes, oh, yeah, okay. And anyway, when they come in, I show them a basic mum. Freshman and sophomore get the school colors. Juniors get silver and white mums. Seniors get gold and white. And I have a display of a basic mum and garter. They come with all the specialty ribbons, which is a hologram edge ribbon or a lace ribbon or a clear printed ribbon. And all of them have homecoming 13. After we're finished with it, we put a high-grade diamond dust glitter on the flower. So I show them that, and I like for them to start with the basic. And so I have all the sizes, a single flower mum, double flower, a triple heart. I have a triple and a quadruple flower over the shoulder. I have a four-flower diamond shape. I have a huge seven-flower shape, which that's all new in the last two or three years. Before, they just went with single, double, triple. But now they're wanting bigger and more different, and they're wanting to stand out. So I had to come up with several more sizes. So I show them that. I give them the price of the basic. And I like doing that because everyone has a budget, whether it's high or low. And that way they can add as little as they want or as much as they want. But no matter what, they're still getting one with a lot of ribbon. That's another thing I do. I put lots of ribbon. I also make them a little longer than most people. Most people make them 36 inches long. Mine streamers are like 42 inches because the girls love them long. And so once we start with that, then I have on boards set up that they select their trinkets. The mum is for the girl. The boy buys the mum for his date. A lot of girls buy their own if they don't have a date. And a lot of freshmen do it, and a lot of seniors, because the seniors, they want that last, you know, their mom. And if a boy is picking out for the girl, a lot of times he knows exactly what he wants to get or what she's in, he's in. And if he's done it before, he knows exactly what to do, and he just will go through, and I want this, 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 and this. Most of the time, the boys are pretty lost, and they don't know what to choose. A lot of times, they'll bring a friend of their dates, or they'll bring a best friend. And either way, you know, so they'll look at me and like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'll just guide them through the board. I tried to make the boards very organized. The first board has everything that can go in the flower, from mascots to bears, and bears are real popular. I also have all the names of a couple private schools out here in Katy, as well as all the Katy high schools. So every year I make a few far away, as like Woodlands, Pearland. Here and there I'll have Straight Jesuits and private schools in Houston. So they'll select what they want in the flower. And then we move on to lights. Lights are a real popular thing. Then almost 100% of the kids will want some kind of braid, ribbon braid on it, like that military braid. And then the other one, we call it a Z braid. It's a gum wrapper braid. And I've made them when I was a little girl, and you probably did too. And a chain. Then really big this year are feather boas. They've been popular for the last 2 years. And then, of course, about almost 100% get bells on it. Almost 100% will get the trinket that has their class on it. And then from there it varies quite a bit, but about 80% get what we call spirit bubbles, and they're decorated with glittered paws and bows. And another real unusual thing that I'm the only one that has it, it's a spring ornament that's round. We have put Hershey Kisses in there, and we call it Spring with a Kiss. And that's a very, very popular trinket. And then from there, it just varies from stars to, we also have religious, we have crosses, even a tiny, tiny Bible that's really a Bible, to keychains that have the school mascots on them. And this year new is a fleur-de-lis. We have so many students from Louisiana, partly because of Hurricane Katrina, that have moved here. So that's a popular trinket. And then we also have fun trinkets, which go from rubber duck to little tic-tac-toe games to glow sticks, a little deck of cards, and an etch-a-sketch, and, oh, and even a little miniature lava lamp that lights up. And all of those are very popular. Also have little tiny maracas, which are popular. And then we have trinkets for all the sport, and then, of course, all the football trinkets. And a lot of the students will get the classic trinket that probably came on one of the first mums ever made, the little metallic football, and the helmet, and the bell, of course, which were probably the original trinkets. And we have all kinds of football trinkets and cheerleader trinkets, and for the drill team, and for music, art. I have a little tiny miniature palette, as well as a real little watercolor kit complete with a brush in it. Really works. You can use it. And so, Yes, I just try to find even that little, I have a Western boot. It's a miniature little Western boot. I think that's a keychain too. And when I found that, I thought, gotta get it, that they would love that. The kids in FFA or the Cowboys or Cowgirls would love it. So once they make their selection of what they would like on the MUM, I write up the order and tell them when pickup day is. And pickup day is the week of their homecoming. So we have them pick up Tuesday or Wednesday, that because on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll get last-minute calls of last-minute dates or, oh, my gosh, he forgot to get me a MUM, or I really want a MUM and I don't have a date. So we try to stay prepared because they wear their MUMs and garters to school the day of the game on Friday. Then a lot of the girls, their parents buy them a MUM. And sometimes the parents will do it because they don't think their daughter's going to have a date. Sometimes they don't care. They want their daughter to have a MUM from them, especially if they're seniors. Then, if they're in drill team, they also have a drill team MUM. And that at Katy is fresh. Other schools, I don't believe it is. So they can have up to 3 MUMs and wearing them to school that day. I don't know how they do it. But they'll find a way. They love it. And then they wear it to the game on Friday night. And I know Katy High School homecoming court takes their MUMs onto the field with them. They have on usually long dresses on the field at halftime. So I have a ribbon that they hold on to the MUM as they walk onto the field. Because the next night on Saturday night, well, that's when the dance is. And they would go out to eat and go to the dance. They also get corsages and boutonnieres for that. And also, Katy High School had a MUM check. Instead of a hat check, they had a MUM check at the dance. Really a cute way to do it, and I know it really worked well because they could take their MUMs to the dance, go get their pictures taken with it, and then go check it, not have to worry about it the rest of the night. The girls will keep them from year to year and put it on their wall. So will the boys, I've found out. And I always try to get them to put something kind of fun or something a little different, whether it's bubbles or a glow stick, and especially if they're seniors, to get something fun. So, and then, of course, if they're freshmen, I try to help them keep it a little more simple, encourage them not to go too overboard, because the boy's going to be in trouble if he takes her again the next year, because you have to make it a little bit better every year. So, and then they come and pick it up, and it's real exciting, and it's real sad if it's a senior that's come here for 4 years. And usually they tell me how long they've been coming here, and they always, you know, the guys give me a hug. That's the fun part, is pickup day and getting to see the kids so happy. Of course, homecoming, which a lot of the students do not know what it even is, because some of the brand new schools, they'll call it a new coming, or they've called it different things. And I explained to them that a homecoming is when former students come home to go to a football game. I know that, you know, my mother, when her being 93, and this would be, what, in the 30s, when she was a teenager, that they got more corsages. Bouquets back then, she is a native Houstonian, and she was telling me that they had homecoming MUMs, but they were on a stick, like a pencil stick, with had little flowers with little ribbons coming down, and they were homecoming MUMs. I mean, that's how it came about. So it just has grown from there, and I guess they started pinning them on and putting more streamers, and they got longer and longer, because I know for a while they were very short streamers. By the 60s, were long, like close to what we see now. And then when I was in high school, I went to high school in Spring Branch, and I got a double MUM, and it was a fresh MUM. But there again, it was still just mainly the bell, the metallic football helmet, and then it had my school, SW, in pipe cleaners in the flower. And so I've seen that really change over the years, even with my children. When my daughter was in high school, that's when they first started making the junior MUM silver and white, and the senior gold and white. And then by the times my sons were coming through, but I've also seen the sizes change. When I started making these, the garter sizes were very small. The flower was about 3.5 inches. Now, The small size, which really just freshmen want their 4.5 inches. The most popular size now in the garter, the flower, is 6.5 inches. And some, the seniors, are buying the 7.5 inches. And this is the garter that goes on the boy's arm. So it is gigantic. And then also what I've seen change in the past 5 years is the mum flower. The bear or the mascot that put in the flower was small, and you saw a lot of the flower. Now it's cover the flower. The mascots are big. What happens, really, it is so strange that all the kids, it can be a Cy Fair school, it can be a Katy school, it can be the private schools in Houston, and like last year I noticed it, and this has happened before with other things, other changes in the month. But like last year, can you make that garter a little bit bigger? And it was odd. It was like they all got together and decided we want bigger garters. And I just thought it was so odd that at each school, they would start saying, can you go up a size? Can you make mine a little bit bigger? And sure, you know, and that's how. And so I listened to them. If I made a mom how I would like it, it would be totally different from what I sell. I have to think like a teenager doing this. And I'd really gear toward what they want, what they like. I glitter most of these plastic trinket ornaments. I glitter them because they like the sparkle. They don't like just that plastic, white plastic. So I'll put some clear plastic, it's diamond colored glitter on them. And they really like that. So with everything I do, I try to listen to what they like. And whether it's the flower, the trinkets, overly done. You know, some mothers have come in here and would tell me, oh, no. I just want silk roses on it. I don't like the bears. I want da-da-da. You know, I don't like that. And sure enough, 2 days later, she called me and asked me if I'd started it, that she talked to kids and they want bears. So it really is. And I know it's hard for, like, was hard for her to, you want to order what you like. So I think part of my success in this business of doing it is try just listen to what they want and try to do what they want. In making them, it's about them. And the mom should be about the boy and about the girl. And it shows who they are. And that's what I try to do, and try to have something that will represent everyone that is buying a mom or is receiving a mom, that it will say something about them. And that's what I try to do. That chrysanthemum, where they came from, I found out my dad, being a horticulturist, he was telling me, because all we could find are the little tiny. I still do fresh mums for Katy High School for their drill team and cheerleaders. They order them every year. And I've done that for a good 10 years. But you can't get the great big mums. And that really got me, and I kept wanting to get the big mums. And then it was explained to me that they were grown exclusively in an area in California where now that land is multi-million dollar land. So see, they don't have the farms there anymore to grow them. And what I do is put the chrysanthemum in it, and then I encircle it with the cushion mums. That's how I do it. And, you know, I hear of other, I think there's a lot of women doing it out of their homes. You know, I hear of a few each year, or someone will tell me about this lady they used to go to, or a friend of their mother's does it. So I know there's quite a few people doing it. I have felt safe doing it in my home, but I've been doing it for over 15 years, and I have thought about that at some point I'm going to have to stop doing it, because you're having strangers come in your home. But for years, and even now, people that come in, they'll say, oh, I'm friends of so-and-so, and she teaches at Katy, or I know her, and they're all, and they'll, the kids will come in, they'll come in here, and they'll run into someone they know in here. But as we're getting more and more people into Katy and in the area, I doubt I'll be able to do that much longer. My husband has said he would be glad to rent me a place in a strip center or do something like that, so I don't have to do it in our home. The problem is, I'm here working on mums till 2 in the morning. Every now and then I'll get a call from a Cy Fair school, a different area, and then I will go ahead and take the phone order or do it. But as soon as it's over, I take this down. As soon as the Katy schools are over, it takes 2 days to set them up. Of course, I can take them down a lot quicker. And then they go, I put them up, I have an air-conditioned room in the garage, and it goes in there. And then I have a workroom upstairs that we just close off. And then the dining room table comes back in here, and then it's time to decorate for Christmas. Can you excuse me? Let me grab the door.
Hello. Hi. Did you need to order? All right, come on in.